This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Backyard chicken raising is one of the fastest growing facets of the local food movement. Across America, cities and towns have been reforming land use and health policies to accommodate the raising of chickens, which many people picked up after the 2010 outbreak of salmonella that led to the recall of 500 million eggs. Erica Strauss recently stirred things up when she urged readers of her blog to consider what keeping chicken means down the road, killing them. Erica is a former professional chef turned gardening fanatic who blogs at Northwest Edible Life. Her writing has also been featured in Lifehacker, CNN's Eatocracy, and Reader's Digest Online. Erica, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thanks so much, Virginia.
So I've read a number of your pretty inoffensive posts on making DIY whole wheat waffle mix and exfoliant with baking soda and coconut oil, but you really stirred it up with this post on chickens. Did you know that when you wrote it?
I didn't know that this was going to be such a big post. I didn't know it was going to go quite as viral as it did. But I think it's an important topic, which is when you have this sort of urban homesteader backyard chicken keeping popularity boom, making sure that people think about end-of-life planning for their chickens, which is something you should do whenever you take responsibility for an animal.
Okay, do the math for us, which is what you do in the article. Why should people not get backyard chickens unless prepared for their, as you say, end-of-life issues?
You have to understand that I'm coming from, and most of my readers are coming from, a situation where they're not rural. So they have a limited amount of space, and they have a limited amount of legal number of hens they can usually keep. So that's kind of what my readership tends to have as their limitation.
Mm-hmm.
A rural chicken keeper probably has room and pasture where they can let their chickens free range and really reduce their feed bill. And they probably have natural predation from coyotes or whatnot that's going to sort of tend to keep their chicken flock small. When you're an urban chicken keeper or a suburban chicken keeper, you're probably importing a lot more feed. You're probably buying a lot more feed, which means the cost to keep your hens is going to be a little bit greater. And you probably don't have the same space to free range your chickens to the same degree, right?
Right.
So if you're having to pay for all of your food, I estimated based on the price I pay at my local feed store, which is definitely targeted towards urban chicken keepers, which is like code for expensive feed, right? I estimated that it would cost about $250 to keep one hen after they had stopped giving you eggs.
After what you call henopause.
Henopause, exactly. Because a lot of times, you know, people think you get a chicken and they just give you eggs. But it's a pretty intense experience for a chicken to make an egg almost daily, which is what many chicken breeds will do. And they just can't keep that up forever. So you kind of have this situation where if you want to have that continuing fresh backyard egg situation, you need to keep supplementing with younger hens who are able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that a lot of people maybe aren't thinking about going into backyard chicken keeping.
A number of people have commented on this. What about those who do keep chickens purely as pets? I mean, look at the pet care industry. It's in the billions of dollars for animals, caring for animals that don't produce anything except affection.
Chickens are wonderful pets. They're entertaining. They make great compost. They'll help aerate your garden. If you have a bug problem, they'll help you take care of your bugs. Kids love them. I think if people opt to keep their sort of post-laying or low-laying hens as pets, I think it's a wonderful decision. Great choice.
Well, your post got, as you said, it went viral. We saw it on several different websites. But it really, if I can say this, got people clucking about thinking of chickens as egg and meat machines alone, about veganism, about keeping pets and the nature of farming. What have you exposed here?
I think what I've exposed is that backyard chicken keeping trend that we've seen is young. And a lot of urban chicken keepers, I don't know what it's like out there for you guys, but here on the West Coast, sort of the corridor between Vancouver, BC and Los Angeles is just thick with urban homesteading movements all up and down the coast.
Same here.
Yeah, and it's a wonderful thing. I'm knee deep in it and I love it. But it's immature. And sometimes people jump into these things without necessarily thinking through what it really means. It's sort of like that joke about like a puppy's not just for Christmas.
Right.
Well, an egg-laying hen isn't just for Easter or the time that it lays eggs. You really need to think about what your own philosophy is in regards to that hen after she stops laying so many eggs for you.
With all of this reaction, anything change your mind? Are you sorry that you posted this?
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all. I've actually been very pleased. It's been a remarkably civil discussion. I've been very happy with how the discussion and talking points in the comments have gone down. I've had posts that have gotten far more nasty than this one.
Well, Erica Strauss, I want to thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much, Virginia. It was fun.
Erica Strauss blogs about urban homesteading herself at Northwest Edible Life. Her writing has also been featured in Life Hacker, CNN's Eatocracy, and Reader's Digest Online. And we'd love to know what you think. Do you have chickens in the backyard? And what are you planning to do with them when they stop laying eggs? Are your chickens more family pets than food source? Are you on the fence about whether to build that coop? And do you think it's time for a hard dose of realism for a somewhat romantic local food trend? You can post your poultry concerns on our Facebook page at Word of Mouth Radio.